It's like a cross between cat burglars and repair experts from This Old House. Homeland Security cyber sleuths have broken in, taken over, and are trying to shore up the cybersecurity of three agencies' networks. But NASA continues to struggle with its cybersecurity. Executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with more of what's inside this week's edition of Inside the Reporter's Notebook. And Jason, this breaking in and taking over, it's all white hat stuff, correct?
Exactly. It's exactly what you really are asking your really solid cybersecurity experts to do. And this is a really important and, if you will, a big change for your Homeland Security Department to start offering this white hacker type of services. For years, Homeland Security has offered what they call vulnerability testing. Now they're moving to penetration testing, and there's a big difference. You know, vulnerability just tells you what problems you have. Penetration tells you how they could be exploited by hackers and then what to do to fix those holes in your network. And they've just kicked off this program in the last few months. They're on working with three separate agencies, one small, one large, one medium. We don't know the who because DHS traditionally doesn't talk about the who.
That's the obvious question, is whose networks have they taken over?
Exactly. And they're not going to tell you because that would also give hackers the opportunity to take them over. And they're supposed to work over the next 90 days to, one, break in, two, figure out how they broke in, and three, fix or teach the agencies how to fix the problems that they found. There's actually a second part to this too as well, Tom, that's interesting, is they're not just there to come in, fix it, and leave. They're to teach you how to fix your network for the future, how to mitigate, how to understand, how to find. And I think that's key as well.
And what part of DHS does this come from, and can other agencies get in on it?
Absolutely, others can get in on it. This comes from the U.S. CERT program at the NCIC, the National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center. This is the part of a growing set of services provided by the NCIC. You know, we have Einstein, we have continuous diagnosis and mitigation as part of it, not the whole part, but a piece of it comes from U.S. CERT. You have cyber information sharing, and now this, if you will, penetration testing. And, you know, Tom, I caught up with Alan Powler, who's a been on the show several times. He is a director of research at the SANS Institute, a cybersecurity expert. And Alan tends to get a little, I'll use the word.
Skeptical.
Skeptical, good word. And he was very excited at the fact that they're doing this penetration testing because that's what was missing. He said for years, the National Security Agency would provide these, what they call red teams, to the Department of Defense. Rarely they could provide it or would provide it to the civilian agency. So it's good to see that DHS is starting to do it. And he said the main reason why is because people are asking for it. They realize how much help they need.
And how does this tie into the diagnostics and mitigation program and continuous monitoring that DHS is also purveying?
So all of it is piece to this bigger puzzle, right? What they call defense in depth. We hear that quite often. But if you understand where the network holes are, then you can fill those holes. And of course, there'll be more holes, new threats, new vulnerabilities. And CDM is the piece to tell you, here's the latest, the real-time look inside your network, and here's what you can do to, okay, once you discover there's a problem, how to fix it. And by understanding, by being taught by DHS experts of how to do this penetration testing, they can then make CDM more worthwhile because they can be more proactive in fixing holes in their network.
It strikes me that if they do this for several agencies, perhaps DHS could uncover patterns among the agencies where they would end up with more expertise on telling people where to go to find things where there's likely to be problems.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the information sharing part is so important to all of this. And I think that's one thing that DHS recognizes, that, yeah, these three agencies may be first and these three may get the initial response, but they're going to learn and then share those lessons learned across the rest of government. And again, and not just government, but industry as well. I mean, listen, the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act gave them new authorities to share cybersecurity threat and vulnerability information. So that will come into that program from this penetration testing program.
Health and Human Services also has a team for the part of industry that it deals with. Homeland Security has the lion's share, though.
Right. You're absolutely right. They're still getting started. But you know, it's a slow roll. They're getting more people on, but they're sharing more indicators. They're sharing more threats. And the key is to create that two-way sharing, not just one way. And I think that's been the hardest struggle so far.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. And in the same version today of the Reporter's Notebook, you also report that NASA, which has been struggling with cybersecurity, a story you broke, is still struggling. Not a lot of progress.
You know, what's interesting about this is it's two more reports that come out that say, hey, Red flag. You know, one is from the NASA's Inspector General, and one is from another private company report called Security Scorecard, which was one of the companies I quoted in my big month-long investigation. Let me just give you a couple. The NASA IG says, listen, we think you've made some progress, but there's still weaknesses in continuous monitoring and management, configuration management. Your risk management profiles also need some improvements. And all this stems from not having a consistent set of chief information security officers, or not management who says this is the path and this is the way we'll go. And this goes back to the problem that I highlighted, Tom, that if you don't have good management, if you don't have good oversight, someone who has the authority to say do this, you're going to get holes in your network. And that's what we found in our investigation of, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of out of date or patches that need to be updated. At the same time, Security Scorecard ranked and looked at all the cybersecurity efforts by the entire U.S. government. And this also includes state and local governments. So something 600 government organizations they looked at, and found NASA was among the worst. They said they gave it anywhere from a mid-level C to a mid-level D in terms of scores. And they said that they have major problems with large number of malware signatures over the past 30 days. And they have also problems with other challenges around, for instance, ensuring that they have good configuration management. It's very similar to what you saw with the IG report. And this just, again, it builds the case that says, hey, NASA, I understand you may not like this type of message, but either fix it or listen, we saw what happened with education. We saw what happened with OPM. We saw what happened with the IRS. We're seeing what's happening with so many agencies. The VA is another good example. Get in front of it or you're going to get trampled.
And Congress is looking into this, and the new CIO has some answering to do, too.
Well, I think the new CIO is put in a tough position. She just got there in the last 6 months, and a lot of this is the, you know, what I call the sins of the past, right? Like, very similar to what happened to OPM with Donna Seymour. She got blamed for the sins of the past, but she didn't do enough, at least outwardly, people didn't think she did enough, at least on Capitol Hill, to fix the problems. And Renee Nguyen has the very similar challenges. Listen, there are language in the fiscal 2017 spending bill from the Senate Appropriations Committee that talks about NASA cyber efforts. And I know that the Senate Commerce, Transportation, Science Committee also is looking very closely at what NASA is doing on cybersecurity.
All right, we'll continue to follow this one. Executive Editor Jason Miller, thanks as always for that update.
My pleasure.
Read this week's edition of his Inside the Reporter's Notebook and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.